NPR's South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves sent us this next story. It's about a man with a passion. His name is Vimalendu Jha. He's 28 years old, and he lives in New Delhi, the capital of India. Jha believes a great city needs a great river, so he runs an organization working to save the Yamuna River. It starts in the Himalayas and sweeps down through New Delhi before merging with the Ganges. The Yamuna is sacred to Hindus. There are temples along its banks. But once it reaches the city, its waters are siphoned off and replaced by sewage, killing all the life within it. Vimalendu Jha is devoting his life to fighting back on the Yamuna's behalf. NPR's Philip Reeves went to visit the river with him.
We're just a few miles outside New Delhi, and yet we could be in a different world. It's very hard to believe that we are so close to the capital of one of the most populated countries in the world. Here, it's a picture of rural tranquility.
It doesn't seem as if it's in Delhi, because Delhi suddenly is booming, and you have these big buildings and big cars and big buses and roads and big people, and everyone is growing fat and rich and fast. Here, life is very slow. There are fields around, there's a very quiet, pristine, clean river that is flowing. There are farmers around, there are fields, and there are bullock carts. Life is simple here. There are people bathing in this river right now because they think it's clean, and it actually is clean also.
Yes, I'm told you.
Now we've moved on just a couple of miles, and we're standing beside a river, a fast-moving river that is pouring garbage, effluent, sewage into the body of the Yamuna itself, inside New Delhi. And this goes on into the city and through the city. The stench is horrendous. The water is a mixture of a kind of black, oily-looking substance and a grey foam that has formed on the top.
It's very difficult to talk right now. It's the smell, there's methane, there's all sorts of poisonous gases may be coming out of this. It's difficult to talk.
It actually makes you feel a bit sick,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
The smell.
Yeah, it's just gets onto your head.
This drain goes through the city. Everyone has treated it as a drain. They've been chucking garbage, polythene, everything, dead body, everything in this drain. As soon as this drain touches Yamuna, it becomes sacred. Everyone worships Yamuna. It's like goddess. That's how the ignorance that we live in.
There's only one way really to see this river, and that is, of course, is to go out on a boat on it, so that's what we've done.
Do you see that smoke coming out? That's the Hindu cremation ground, where every day there are dead bodies that are brought in, and that's where they are cremated, Hindu dead bodies. And all the fly ashes, everything comes to the river. Half-burned bodies, they're also dumped into the river. Here we're seeing that religion is rather polluting the river. In the process of practicing one's own religion, you're killing it. Whatever would be a qualification to call a river dead, if Central Pollution Control Board has said that it is E-class, there's zero dissolved oxygen, it means it's dead. There's no life that can survive, there's no life that you see in the river. It is dead.
What's that man over there? You see that man over there?
He's actually from the nearby slum, and he's actually taking out filth from the river, and he'll actually go and sell that in the market. So in a way, he's an environmentalist. He's the one who's actually taking care of the river, not people like us.
What kind of things can he sell?
Plastic that goes to the recycling market. A lot of times they also collect broken, abandoned things, maybe shoes, coins, garlands, all of it that can go back to the recycling market. Today, for example, I've got 10 people to show them Yamuna. They might not do anything for Yamuna in their lifetime, but if I can take 10 million people on similar walks, environmental walks, maybe 500,000 people would do something about it. That's what the idea is, as in action, hope, that's what drives me.
That report on the sights and sounds of the sacred river Yamuna was compiled by NPR's Philip Reeves in New Delhi.
Thank you.